Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast presented by Paul Anthony with the assistance of the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, Victoria Police, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9 working together to make our community safe.
Joy 94.9, the gayest station in the nation.
In the studio, we have Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers Gabby Tyack and Scott Davis, and also special guest, Superintendent Inghard Ehrenbird. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thanks, Paul. Hi.
Inghard, you're basically the boss of the Glows. Is that how it works?
Sort of. I actually manage the Community and Diversity Division for Victoria Police, and Scott is actually one of my unit managers.
Superintendent, where's that in the rank of the police force?
In terms of the hierarchy, well, you've got Scott as a sergeant. You got one from there. We've got a senior sergeant rank, and then you've got inspectors, and then you've got me.
Then you've got you. So what sort of pool would you have in the way of getting resources for gay and lesbian liaison officers here in Melbourne and around Australia?
Like most public service people, we are allocated a budget, and we live within our means within that budget.
Every organisation you work at, budgets are never enough, but do you have a good budget?
I think we're reasonably fortunate in what we have, and I guess what that does, it makes us reasonably responsive to community trends so that we can do things like, for instance, establish a GLOW network and put people like Scott into a dedicated GLOW advisory unit role, and ditto with Gabby and other people who do community engagement work, whether it's for this community or, say, for instance, for youth, for Indigenous or multicultural or anything like that as well.
Prior to a gay and lesbian liaison office, what were you doing prior to that?
Before that, I think there was like a less official, more less dedicated role for the GLBTI community. And that was before I got into this particular role. I've only been doing this job for 2 years, so relatively fresh and new. Scott certainly predates me within the division and within his current role.
And Paul, I'm actually under another superintendent, so Superintendent Ehrenberg isn't my boss. I think each region is responsible for what GLOW portfolio holders they have or don't have. And
okay.
So my boss is a different superintendent.
You're a senior constable. You would still have to adhere to Ingrid?
Well, yes, because everyone has to adhere to their superiors, but superintendent here is not responsible for me.
If we talk about reporting lines, then Superintendent Ian Wynne is Gabby's reporting line, and my reporting line is Superintendent Inghard Ehrenberg.
So Ian Wynne and Inghard are on the same level, and then you would have another boss as well?
Yeah.
Is that purely for gay and lesbian liaison officers, or is that overall?
We've got a department which is called the Operations Coordination Department, and the department head is the person to whom I report.
I suppose the statewide coordinators for multicultural unit, for the Aboriginal advisory unit, youth liaison, and certainly gay and lesbian liaison, the statewide coordinators sit within there. And then within each of our five policing regions, there is different responses for each of those communities that report to an assistant commissioner.
Prior to doing this, you're doing something else. What was your thoughts when they come up and said to you, hey Inghard, we want you to look after all the gay and lesbian people?
I actually put in for this particular job. I got a choice of a couple of positions when I came back from the Mallee, which is where I was previously. And I was very fortunate to actually get this particular job. It's a job where you've got enormous community goodwill from many Victorian communities. And it's actually a pleasure to come to work every day. So I'm very pleased.
Now, there was talk a while back that we didn't need gay and lesbian liaison officers. What's your view on that?
That's the first I'd heard of it. They're doing a really important community engagement. Their function, their role is just as important as the multicultural advisory unit people and their liaison officers, as the youth resource officers we have out in each region, ditto with crime prevention, neighbourhood watch, and the police Aboriginal liaison officers. So I see them all on a par.
Yeah, everyone in the community should be able to feel safe. So, I mean, community focus and community safety comes into that, and it is an important role. Whether you're gay and lesbian liaison or multicultural liaison, Aboriginal liaison, they're very important roles.
Well, see, it's funny because I never even thought about Aboriginal liaison officers at all. Actually, I didn't think of any liaison office until I think it was Melinda
Edwards.
Melinda Edwards, sorry.
Yep.
because that's like when I met her, and then I found out about the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, and then of course trying to get you on air for 2 years, Scott, the glows to come in, finally got that. And I don't know whether, like myself, I've just become more aware of it, or whether it's always been a strong commitment since Belinda's been there, or it's been a lot more now since you got more resources and more budget.
Yeah. You talk about resources and budget. If you compare Victoria to the other states, and that can be unfair in some circumstances, but Victoria is the only state that provides a full-time Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officer, which is Gabby. Every other state has it in the form of a portfolio holders. So when we talk about resourcing commitment, it's actually quite significant resourcing commitment to have two people full-time in this role, and it's certainly not something that's done anywhere else in Australia.
Gabby Inghard's got the budget. I reckon we buy the building down below. You guys can have your office where the Commonwealth Bank building used to be, under here, 225 Bourke Street. You reckon?
You notice a deathly silence from this side of the table?
Well, you know, you have a wishing well wish list. Put it in their mind, Scott, and then give them those subliminal messages. We should have them up behind here somewhere.
There's a lot of talk in the community of people wanting that to happen, but whether it does, that's not up to us at all.
Yes, 225 Bourke Street, the new Gay and Lesbian Liaison Office. There you go.
Now, let me express not.
Yet. Not yet. Inghard, how much has your work changed as a law enforcement officer since you've taken on the Gay and Lesbian Liaison part?
Paul, it'd be fair to say that managers at my level and inspector level, which are the people that run our police service areas out in, you know, around the state, they've got a responsibility for community engagement particularly. And in fact, they've got consultative committees and those sorts of things which they require to either establish or maintain to make sure that there's a balance between that law enforcement function and the community engagement function. And my view is that every police officer has a dual responsibility. It's two sides of the same coin. We've all got that. It's not something that's exclusive to the Community and Diversity Division that I manage, or to Scott, or to one of the liaison officers like Gabby. It's actually everyone's responsibility.
Do you talk with the public as well, or do you? Or is that why you've got the officers under you?
We do community engagement or consultation at various levels. And at the centre, we tend to do ours with peak representative bodies for the community. In fact, Scott and I are both members of the Community Consultation Committee that meets here bi-monthly. And I also take part in various other community consultation mechanisms for the communities we've already mentioned, for Indigenous and for multicultural and so on. And they're with the community, they're with government, they're also with NGOs. And so our work outside of Victoria Police is actually quite extensive.
It does sound very extensive.
Has it made it all clear to you, Paul?
I'm going to
have to listen complicated.
Back, I think.
Yes. I'll develop up a flowchart for you.
Yes, do that. Scotty, is he a good boss?
Look, you put me on the spot here, but I would quite happily say that he's a good boss. I've been in this role, various different roles, I suppose, with GLOW since 2003, and I've had a number of different bosses. And when we talk about support, Inghard has certainly been right up there with the supportive bosses, and I say that with no hesitation at all. And look, I'll give a bit of an example, and you were talking about community consultation before. We had our bi-monthly meetings with the community a couple of weeks ago, and it was mentioned by Lynn from the Also Foundation that there was a need for a republication of some brochures around same-sex domestic violence. And Inghard made no mention of it at all during the meeting, and quietly then met Lynn afterwards and offered to pay for the printing of those documents. So if you talk about support, it's really important support, and he actually does it without promoting himself, and I'm actually very happy to sit here today and say that he does a great job and very supportive of this community.
Fantastic, and I'm holding one of the booklets in my hand.
You are. You can pick them up from the Also Foundation, and the idea of the reprint was that they are going to be distributed to a significant number of police through Victoria Police.
I never believed she'd treat me like this. Information on abuse in lesbian relationships.
And there's one on for gay men as well.
Superintendent Inghard Ehrenberg, thank you so much for coming in to Joy 94.9.
My pleasure.
Scotty, Gabby.
Thank you.
Until next week. Bringing the cameras in again, do I get to wear my vest again or not?
No, you can come in your pyjamas like you normally do.
Thanks.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
The Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9, working together to help make our community safe.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.